Well, they turned me loose again. Y'all ready? This has been one of those weeks. I've been kind of back and forth about things. Whenever Jeff told me he wanted me to bring the message, had a lot of things going through my mind. And two subjects this week that came to mind more than anything were identity in Christ and worship. And it would be kind of cliche for the worship leader to stand up and talk about worship, but I'll save that one for another time. But I started thinking about it the past few weeks. Jeff's talked about being clothed in the Holy Spirit. Billy talked last week about the fruit of the Spirit and the way we should live. And I just went back to the identity thing, and especially Friday night, it really hit home as I watched my daughter and a lot of other kids graduate. And they're moving on from their high school identity into their identity, into their future identity. And you don't always know what that's going to look like. A lot of them have ideas, a lot of them don't. But it's just something to watch and you think about. But I always say this, the world gives us a lot of opportunities to create an identity, and a lot of times they'll create it for us. Y'all agree with that? They try their best. I'll just give you an example, social media. Some of you may be familiar with it, some of you aren't. I'm on Twitter, and I start looking at things. You follow people, and there's a place up at the top where you can put a brief description of who you are. And I'm going to share some with you this morning. I'm not going to tell you who they are, but a lot of them are pastors, athletes, musicians, other people I look up to or have looked up to over the years. And this is what they have to say about themselves. I'm not going to tell you any of the names, but I just want you to listen to this. This one says, grace addict, husband and father. That's his identity. This is a musician. He says he's a son, husband, and father. Another musician says husband, father, and songwriter. Here's one that says follower of Jesus, husband, father, and pastor. This one I'll give up because I'm a cyclist. Lance Armstrong, his merely says survivor. That's all it says. This one, local boy, says Christ follower, quarterback for San Francisco 49ers, and former quarterback for a university in Austin that I won't talk about. Okay. Sorry. Y'all might know who that is. This one hits a little closer to home. It says, trying to live to make him known, professional uncle to three amazing boys and soon to be a little girl. That's our own Jordan Payne, just in case you want to know. This one I'm not going to tell you who it is. It says, follower of Christ, married to best friend, serve at an awesome church, and striving for holiness through the power of the Holy Spirit. We have identities. Right? As a matter of fact, whenever I ride my bike, I wear this little band right here. It's known as a road ID. And their slogan is, it's who I am. That's not an advertisement, okay? That's just their slogan for this. And what this does is, if I have a problem out on the road and somebody stops to help me, they can look at this band and they can find out what they need to know about me. This is my identity, in a way. Because I don't always carry my wallet or anything like that. This is what it says. Clay Jacobs, Abilene, Texas, USA. It has my wife's phone numbers. It says multiple sclerosis. And I thought, if strangers are going to see this, what's the last line need to say? And it simply says, Jesus saves. Enough said. Because I thought, if they're going to come up and find out more about me, then they need to know that too. So we have opportunities every day in our family, in our work, in our school to share what our identity is. Y'all agree with that? Everywhere you go, people see you and they're looking at you. They want to know what your identity is. That being said, I want to talk this morning more about identity. Who you are, who we are. If y'all pray with me. Father, as we start this message this morning, I just pray the prayer that Jeff prays every Sunday. Just come, Holy Spirit. I just pray this morning that you just move me out of the way and just speak through me. Let these words just penetrate our hearts and our minds this morning, God, that we would find our true identity. Father, not who the world says we are, but who you say we are. We pray these things in your precious name. Amen. You have your Bibles turned to Matthew 16 this morning. I'll give you a minute to get there. Somebody say amen when you get there, Shauna.
Amen.
All right. Okay. Got the last word in. That's good. All right. Matthew 16, going to verse 13, it says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Jesus asked us a simple question, or asked the disciples a simple question. Who do people say that I am? And as you read, or as I read, there are many answers. John the Baptist, Elijah, one of the prophets. But Peter gave the true answer. This is the answer Christ was looking for. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I just love what Jesus said to him. He said, this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. It's a very powerful statement. Not by man, but by my Father in heaven. Because you think about it, if Christ had allowed man to determine his identity, things would have been totally different. But his identity was revealed by God. So that with that this morning, I'm going to ask you a question. You know, I get up here to lead worship and I always say, I have a question for you, right? I'm full of questions. Where do you find your identity this morning? What determines who you are? As I prayed earlier, is your identity determined by who the world says you are, or is it revealed by your Father in heaven? Because we're in a world that's wrapped up in worldly standards. We're judged more by what we have in our status than by who we truly are. We're placed in a series of rungs on a ladder that the world chooses to call success. Those rungs are based on finances, promotion, clothes we wear, the car we drive, the house we live in, and how much we can obtain in the short amount of time that we're alive. You ever heard that statement, he who dies with the most toys wins? Yeah, that's how we live. I say we, I'm talking about the world, not just people in this room. But people are wrapped up in that type of attitude about life. If I can get more stuff, if I have a nicer house, if I have a better car than whoever, I'll be happy because I'll have identity. I'm going to tell you a statement that came to me a few years ago, and I actually wrote a song about it. And that statement is, that's not who I am. Just tell you a little story. Some of you have heard my testimony about dealing with MS. And I had, back in 2005, I stepped down from a job as a captain with the prison system. And whenever I made that change, people started questioning me. I mean, people were like, this is crazy. I can't believe you're giving up all this stuff you've worked for. And I started getting upset about it, and this guy walked towards me one day, and I knew what he was fixing to ask. And I said, God, you've got to give me an answer because I'm tired of people asking this. He said, I want to know why you're demoting. Why are you changing your job? And I looked at him, I said, you want to know why? And he said, yeah. I said, okay. I said, when you look at me, you see this uniform, you see these captain's bars, you see what my status is, what I work towards. I looked at him and said, that's not who I am. And this person looked at me and said, okay, and walked off. And I was like, thanks, Lord. That was easy enough. But that stuck with me. That's not who I am. And I really got into looking at my identity in Christ that day. Because it doesn't matter what people tell me I am. It doesn't matter what job I have. God tells me what my identity is. As I said, the world tries to place us on that ladder of success. And by saying that, I'm not saying we shouldn't work hard. We shouldn't do our best in life. I'm just saying we shouldn't get so wrapped up in our status, trying to be bigger and better, that we lose sight of who we really are. I'd read this a while back. It says, the fact is, in this world, we will never be satisfied with what we have until we make peace with who we are. Never be satisfied with what we have until we make peace with who we are. So if you don't know your identity, you can have all the stuff in the world, and it won't matter. Because I can tell you there are many out there who are missing the boat of blessings that God has for them, because they're waiting for their worldly ship to come in. They're just waiting for those worldly things, and they're missing what God has in store for them. Understanding your identity in Christ is absolutely essential to your success in living in victory and in what God has in store for you. We all know there's an enemy out there, right? Right. He tries to distract you from finding out who you truly are. That's where all these worldly things come from. He's out there. He seeks to steal, kill, and destroy, and that includes your identity. And if we allow him, he'll tell us who we are based on worldly standards. Here's some of the things he tries to tell us. Your identity comes from what you have done. Your identity comes from what people say about you. Your identity comes from what you have. Your behavior determines what you believe about yourself. Here's what he does. He takes your past and everything negative that he can find to try to help you determine who you are. He'll go as far as convincing you you're unworthy of God's love, and there's no way God could use you for his purpose. Anybody ever felt that way? Then he'll tell you, but that's okay, but look at all the stuff you have. It's all right. Look how successful you are. What do you need God for? There comes a time when we have to look at that enemy and just say, you know what? That's not who I am. Y'all willing to do that today? Right. Man, can you help me out with something? Right here? No. It's going to be all right. No. It's okay. Did you turn around? Hold your arm. No. Okay. There's one in every crowd, isn't there? Okay, hold your arms out like that. Okay, just for a minute, you get to be Jesus, okay? No pressure. You got this. Okay. I just want to point this out to you. Whenever you think about your identity and what God has to say about you, whenever God looks at you, this is what he sees. He doesn't see what you've done, what you've dealt with, all that. He sees that you're a child of the King. He sees that you've gone through the blood. He sees that Jesus Christ is your Savior. So whenever he looks, this is what he sees, Jesus. Isn't that a good thing?
Amen.
All right, just checking. All right, you can sit. I didn't warn him I was going to do that. I'm sorry. That's what he sees when he looks at you. Turn to Revelation 12. It tells us this. I'll probably read it before you get turned there. But Revelation 12 verse 10 says, "Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now have come the salvation and the power and kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ." Then it says, "For the accuser of our brothers, and accuses..." Okay, let me back up. "For the accuser of our brothers who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony." So that enemy I was talking about, he's been overcome by the blood of the Lamb. God looks at us. That's what he sees. The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Do you remember at the beginning I said Christ's identity was revealed to Peter by God? I told you some things a while ago. The enemy tries to tell us about our identity. Here's some things that God reveals to us about our identity. You're accepted. You're secure. You're significant. You're loved. Let those soak in for a minute. You're accepted, secure, significant, and loved. That sounds a whole lot better than the other things get thrown at us. Billy shared a minute ago from Ephesians 2, and just skipping down a few verses, I think he shared this one where it says in verse 8, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so no one can boast." Verse 10 says this, "For we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." A lot of identity going on there. A lot of things he promises us. Now, I said earlier we have an opportunity every day to share our identity with others. But think about this. More than that, we have the opportunity every day to share our identity in Christ with others. You go out there, especially if you tell people, "I believe in Christ, I'm a follower." What are they doing? They're looking at you. They're seeing how you're going to live, how you're going to show it. We have that opportunity every day to share our true identity in Christ with others. I got another question for you. When you leave this church on Sunday, when you drive out this direction, there's a sign out there. Do y'all know what it says? Yeah, somebody said it over. Go tell somebody. If you drive out this way, it doesn't say it. That doesn't mean you don't have to do it, okay? Just making sure you're aware of that. It says, go tell somebody. You have an identity. Why not share it with people? Think about this. What identity are we showing in our day-to-day lives? What identity are you showing? I showed you earlier what God sees when He looks at us. Think about this. What do people see? What do people see when they look at you? Found this quote a while back. It says, the true strength of a man lies in finding out which way God is going and going that way. Did y'all get that? Just making sure you're awake. That's all right. The true strength of a man lies in finding out which way God is going and then going that way. Now, it's not about praying, hey God, I want to go this way. Can we do that? Will you make everything I want to happen, happen? It's like, God, which way are you going? Where are you taking me? Show me. And then be willing to step out and go that way. Because then and only then will you find out who you truly are. Not who men say you are, but what's revealed to you by your Father in heaven. You'll find the you who is willing to find out the way God is going and step out on faith. You'll be unashamed to tell the world, those words I said, that's not who I am. I don't know about you, but I want the world to know who I am. That's not boasting. I just want them to look at me and see that identity in Christ. Amen. I don't want them to look at me and tell me this is who you are based on what you have, what job you do. You know, it'd be easy to say, okay, I'm a husband, I'm a dad, I'm a supervisor, I'm whatever. But I want people to look at me and see that I'm a follower of Christ. I want them to look at me and see that I have a Savior. Some of you may have heard this before, and I'm going to share it with you. Every time I read it, it gets me excited. It's called the Fellowship of the Unashamed. Because what does Romans 1:16 tell us? It says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it is the power of God to everyone who believes. Are you ashamed of the gospel this morning? No, shouldn't be. No reason to be. I start reading this, and I'll probably start reading it fast because it's got some awesome alliteration in it. And I just love it. This says, I am part of the fellowship of the unashamed. The die has been cast. I have stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense, and my future is secure. I'm finished with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, and dwarf goals. It's a lot of words, I know. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, or popularity. I now live by presence, lean on faith, love by patience, lift by prayer, and labor by power. My pace is set, my gate is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, my way is rough, and my companions few. My guide is reliable. Y'all let that one soak in. My mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, deterred, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of adversity, negotiate at the table of the enemy, ponder at the pull of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. Say that about 10 times fast. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. That's true identity right there, folks. Then it says, I must give until I drop, preach until all know, and when my time is up, listen to this, He will have no problem recognizing me because my colors will be clear. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Isn't that amazing? Because it is the power of God to everyone who believes. Y'all bow your heads with me. Billy will come up and play a little bit. I believe today, as I've been talking about, there are a lot of people living in an identity crisis. I think there's a lot of that going on today. So we have an enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And what he's seeking to do is slowly chip away at our true identity. He wants to make us what the world thinks we should be. I got a question for you, and I want a show of hands. How many of you want your true identity back? I want to know. Just think about it. You're a disciple. You're a child of the King. You're accepted. You're secure. You're significant. You're loved. You're redeemed. You're forgiven. You're blessed. I could go on and on with the things that you are because of Jesus Christ, because of what He did on the cross for you. To be part of the fellowship of the unashamed. The die has been cast. To step over the line and the decision be made. I just ask if that's you, if you want those things in your life, I just ask that you stand right now. You want to step over that line. You don't want to live in mediocrity anymore. If you hear yourself in any of these as I read them, I won't look back. Slow down, back away, or be still. This one should cover most of us. My past is redeemed. My presence makes sense. And my future is secure. I no longer need position, promotions, or popularity. I live by presence, lean by faith, love by patience, live by prayer, and labor in the power of the Holy Spirit. My pace is set. My gate is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow. This is where it gets scary. My way is rough. My companions few. But you can always remember my guide is reliable. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I've overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Word of my testimony. As the praise team comes, if y'all will stand, just that's the promise He's given us. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, we've overcome. We don't have to worry about that enemy that lies to us. We have true identity in Jesus Christ. Just ask this morning if you need prayer, the altar is open. We're going to sing this song that talks about that very thing, the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We've overcome. Spend time with your Father right now. If you need prayer, get somebody, say, come to the altar with me if you don't want to step out on your own. But it's time to find our true identity and not be afraid of those lies anymore. As we sing.
Seated above, enthroned in the Father's love, destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. He never sinned, suffered as if He did. All authority, every victory is Jesus, awesome in power forever. Awesome and great is your name. You overcame. Power in heaven, speaking the Father's plan. Sending a sound, light in this broken land.
All authority.
All authority. Every victory is yours. Awesome in power forever. Awesome and great is your name. You overcame.
Let's declare it, church.
We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
This morning, out this way, go tell somebody. If you leave this way, you got some catching up to do. Okay? Go tell somebody. Show everybody your identity this week. Y'all be blessed.
Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all of our Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name, you overcame.
Jesus.
Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name.